burnt tongue versus buttoned up. One makes you sound real and authentic, while the other one makes you sound boring and clinical. We're covering this and more on today's episode of Your Mic. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about burnt tongue. It's not something that happens when you eat a scalding hot pizza. It's not something that happens when you drink your delicious soup in the middle of winter and it's really, really super piping hot and you burn your tongue and the roof of your mouth. No. In this instance, burnt tongue is something that my favorite author, Chuck Palahniuk, speaks of when it comes to his writing mentor, his best teacher, Tom Spanbauer, who said that burnt tongue is essentially communicating a thought, an idea, or whatnot. It's communicating it in the form of an awkward sort of way that slows the reader down. In other words, it's communicating to the reader, or in this instance, a podcast or a video setting, and communicating with our viewers and listeners in a way that, well, that normal people talk. It's less clinical, it's less structured, less buttoned down, suited up, and it's allowing ourselves as hosts and even guests to slow down and actually engage with one another in a way that we would those we see most often in our personal and professional lives. Burnt tongue is a lot of allowing ourselves to our way through an interview. It's allowing ourselves to record that solo podcast episode and leave a couple, maybe even 3 or 4 seconds of pregnant pause. Speaking of pregnant pauses, I'm a big fan of those because it's, at least when I'm listening to a show and if somebody asks a question and their editor did their job by letting the episode breathe, when you have the question and it's followed by 2 to 3 or 4 seconds of a pause, that means the interviewer not only asked a thought-provoking question, one, but two, is allowing for the guest to answer it. It's allowing that moment of silence so that the guest, when prompted with whatever question it is, they can actually think about what they're going to say. And so it signals to me whenever I listen to a podcast, and Chris Williamson of Modern Wisdom is a master of this. I want to say I maybe even heard Stephen Bartlett with Diary of a CEO do this as well, where their episodes, there'll be a question followed by an awkward pause. And it's really awkward when you're listening to the audio version because you have no visual context for any of this, right? You're like, oh man, someone forgot to edit the dead air. No, they're actually letting their guest answer the question. And so it goes beyond the ums and the you knows and whatever crutch words or phrases we trap ourselves into. It can be an awkward pause of a minimum second and a half. Now, if it starts to get to where every single question is followed by a 5-second pause, then yeah, that can be annoying. So burnt tongue in this case, in the case of a podcast interview, well, it would almost have to be used like sea salt or garlic, which are amazing ingredients. But when there's too much, oh man, your sodium levels go up. Your breath starts to stink if it's too much garlic. So burnt tongue is something that we could absolutely incorporate into more than just writing. It goes so much more beyond that. It goes into podcasting as well, whether it's audio or video. It's allowing ourselves to communicate in such a way that we are allowing ourselves to make that human connection, because we are people. We're not talking heads reading on a teleprompter. We are trying to make a connection. We're trying to prove to our guests and our co-hosts and our listeners, most importantly, that what we are podcasting out into the world, that what we are doing means something. And there is a message to be heard. And that means to communicating the message doesn't necessarily have to be some prim and proper, highly super produced and over edited podcast episode. Burnt Tongue. Speaking of which, one final thought. Burnt Tongue is my favorite collection of short stories that was curated by my favorite author, Chuck Palahniuk, Fight Club being my all-time favorite book. But Burnt Tongue is a series of collections, a series of short stories. And I forget the name of the story that I'm talking about in this little anecdote. But my daughter and I were talking about books, and I brought up Burnt Tongue. Or is it Burnt Tongues? I forget. Anyways, it's a collection of short stories. It's incredible, curated by Chuck Palahniuk. And I was like, you need to read this because it is amazing. It's transgressive fiction, meaning highly inappropriate to some people, not meant to make you feel good. It's more meant to make you think, is what I would reckon. But as a sucker for a first sentence of any story, whether it's a short form, a short story, or a novel, I'm a sucker for first sentences. And so I had read the sentence of one of the first short stories, and my daughter immediately said, "Okay, want to be Chuck Palahniuk?" Now here's somebody who has only read, I've read about 10 Chuck Palahniuk books, which is not all of them, by the way. Terrible fanboy, but I digress. But here's somebody who has only read part of Fight Club, and even she knows Chuck Palahniuk's writing style. And so I believe that the lesson here for us creatives, podcasters, video content creators, writers, whether it's nonfiction or fiction, or if you're copywriting for a brand and that's your job. The lesson here is creating a style within us, our very own unique style that is so far and above, outside the realm of what anybody can pinpoint. It can only be pinpointed to you. That you are that good, that somebody who has only read part of one book, but who also hears her dad yammer on about how Chuck Palahniuk is the greatest writer of all time, that creating a style of anything that makes you truly one of a kind should always be our North Star. And I'll leave you at that. If you enjoyed this solo rant, please hit me up. Like, subscribe, and share with anybody who you think would get any sort of use out of content like this. Thank you.